I'm I. Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, we're back. What up, Tom Heineberg?
What's up, Z-Dog?
It looks like it's EMS week. Look at them sirens.
Oh yeah, me and Logan about to go on call, son. Not really, we're not trained at all.
So many people will die if you two go take a call on a ride-along or a not ride-along. It's dangerous on every level. But happy EMS week to all my EMS peeps. And today, we're begging for money and also doing other things. The first thing I want to say is American Academy of Family Physicians, one of our early sponsors for the show, want to give them a shout out. Their Stay Well Soon, there it is, hashtag Stay Well Soon campaign launches tomorrow, May 23rd, and it is going to be off the chain. I put a link in here so that you guys can sign up for their Thunderclap campaign, where it automatically posts on the social channel of your choice this idea that we should focus on prevention, primary care, family medicine, those sort of things to actually improve outcomes in Bill Health 3.0. I'm a big believer, which is why I agreed to let them underwrite that episode of the show. And let's spread the word, hit share, and all that. Now, speaking of sponsors, Tom Heineberg, we are broke.
That's true. Well, you're not. I am.
Z-Dog is rich. You're broke. Actually, Z-Dog is not rich. Z-Dog had a lot of debt. Here's the story. Ever since Turntable Health closed, we have made a go of making this movement a thing. We've decided we have a platform, you guys, the Z-Pack. We have a Facebook and YouTube tribe that's huge and is motivated to actually change healthcare. What we didn't have was equipment, manpower, and the resources necessary to make the show bump. So I went ahead and invested in those. We got a couple of sponsors, but we need your help because we are about to sign a lease for a commercial space to build a real studio. That's right, Tom Heineberg, a real studio.
Well, that's good, Z, because as of right now, I've been living off my wife, who's an RN, and she pissed.
Tell me about it. I get them messages, Tom Heineberg. And the truth is, these guys don't get paid unless we bring in sponsorship or other sorts of support for the show. And the truth is, when I go and do speaking engagements, I take that revenue and I support the show. So it's getting to the point where if we want this thing to grow, we're gonna spend 40 grand on a set and a bunch of money on a lease and new equipment, and we're gonna have a studio audience and we're gonna have really top tier guests and get them into Vegas and all that. It's gonna take some cash. Now, the question is, how do we do that? We could sell out to Big Pharma and have them sponsor all the episodes, and they've already offered that and we've already said no. So the question is, how do we do it? We could get smaller corporate sponsors. Sure, that's one way to do it. Or we could do all of the above. Get some corporate sponsors that we care about that actually are building 3.0, like the American Academy of Family Physicians, like stay tuned because there's more coming that you are gonna love, or also we can get you guys involved. And here's how it works. One potential mechanism, there's several, right, Tom?
Well, we're gonna talk about a few of them. You know, the one I like is the Amazon affiliate marketing, because I bet a lot of people shop on Amazon. I do for almost everything.
Yeah, so if you were to actually go to Amazon through our affiliate link, which we're gonna have as a banner on my website every time we post an episode of Incident Report or Against Medical Advice, if you click through to Amazon from that link, you bookmark it and you use that, we get something like, I forget what it is, 15% of every sale or something. It depends on the thing that's sold. That could generate revenue that can pay Tom and Logan so that, because literally they're working for free, you guys. Like they are working, they're hunting what they kill. So if we get sponsorships, if we grow the thing, they actually care about you guys. They care about making the audience, and hashtag buy more stuff per Logan. They care about building Health 3.0, but they also need to support their families. And if this is an entity that we want to grow, especially with all the equipment and stuff and the maintenance, I mean, our internet alone at this new commercial space is going to be like $500 a month, so that we can support these uploads. So in order to do that, Amazon affiliate marketing is one thing. An Audible link, if you sign up for Audible through our link that we're going to have soon, that's another way we can generate revenue. And these are easy things that actually help all of us. And you're going to do anyways, probably. Like Amazon, you're probably going to shop on Amazon anyways. If you shop through us, you support the Health 3.0 movement, Incident Report, Against Medical Advice, and the video clips that we do, the music videos. So RT asks us, hey, Z-Dog, can you make Ventilate the Warren G parody about RT and celebrate what we do? Sure, that video is gonna cost us a lot of money to make, because it just costs money to make video, to edit video, and then it's all these guys' time. To do that, we need to generate support. Now, one other way to do that is something that I've toyed with a bit, and it seems like it might work, and that's patreon.com. So Patreon is a website that allows you to Patreon patronize artists and creators that you care about. So the way I've set it up currently, you can go to patreon.com/ZDogMD, and I'll put the link in after we're done. If you go there, there's different tiers of support. And the way it works is every week, you can support the week's episodes. So when I post once a week, okay, here are the episodes we did this week, it'll automatically charge people who've signed up for a recurring sponsorship. That could be as little as $1 a week. That's $4 a month. Like, that's a Starbucks Punkuccino. And oh, thanks for the website right there in the bottom, Logan. If you do that, what you're able to do then is you can determine what level of support you want to give. And even $1, if so many of you guys do that, we could grow this show and this movement in a way that you wouldn't even believe. And you would be empowered to be a part of the solution to help build 3.0 and give us a voice and a platform. So that being said, there are different tiers, right? So if you go all the way up to the health 1.0 tier, that's $5 a week, $5 for like 5 episodes or 6 episodes of show. It's a pretty good deal. You get Z-Pack for life status, and you get studio audience access when we build out our studio in the next couple months. If you're in Vegas, you can come be in our studio audience if you're a $5 a week supporter. Health 2.0, you're gonna be all those things, plus you get a shout out on the show. So we'll give you a shout out and a cause of your choice. We'll say, you know, she's repping this hospital or this charity or this GoFundMe page, whatever it is.
Counterpoint Z, yo, my elephant is pissed because Patreon is super lame. And I hate it.
I'll tell you, I think it's lame too. And I'll tell you it's lame because you can't do a one-time donation. You have to sign up for recurring donations, and then you have to cancel if you want it to be a one-time. But you know what? That's a small barrier to entry to be a part of this thing. It's kind of like NPR. Like, people have these recurring sponsorships. It's a pain in the butt. It's annoying as hell, and you have to listen to the fund drives, which is kind of what this is. But the truth is, without you guys, we can't do the show. We really can't. We don't want to sell out, Logan. We don't want to sell out. We don't want to sell out to big daddy corporations, because then our authenticity is going to be lessened, and we refuse to do it. We would sooner go out of business. So, all right, let's read some comments here real quick.
Sarah says she's only listened to the podcast, and I look nothing like what she thought I would look like.
That's amazing.
I hope that's a good thing, Sarah.
He looks like a dirty caveman bear that escaped from a block of ice.
I was out drinking last night, people. And smoking weed.
You did neither of those things.
Wow.
You did not smoke any weed. Listen, guys, do not listen to Tom Heineber unless you like to smoke weed, in which case he is smoking. Man, bear, pig, that's what he is. North Medical in the house, says Kyle Curlis. There you go. And I see that kind of shout out, $5 a week, and you can have a shout out even more elaborate than that. If you sell studio audience tickets, I'm in, Nani Salman. We won't sell tickets, Nani. We want people to be a part of the movement. So we're not gonna sell one-time tickets, but if you're part of Patreon, we'll let you into the audience. And especially coming through Vegas, a lot of people have fun in Vegas, come and make our show part of the thing, right? The other thing is, we're gonna have merchandise, better merchandise than we have, because my current merchandise is too serious. It's really well made, it's quite expensive. Once we get rid of all of that, I might actually keep it in reserve as sort of collector stuff, we're gonna do stupid crap like Vader quotes and work the IV pole and fun stuff that you guys will never want to wear to the hospital, but you will want to own.
We're also thinking about doing a car wash, and we're going to put Z in a bikini, and he will come wash all your cars for $5.
I hate you so much, Tom Heineber. Sometimes it hurts me. Mindy Mara loves Patreon. That's good. That's good. Mindy, you got to help us out. Your dudes are adorable, Don McCaffey. Is that some kind of euphemism for my man breasts? Because I know these are adorable. Because what?
Boobs.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize we were live streaming. Even though I've been talking about live streaming the whole time. I've never even seen your merchandise, Marta Rodriguez. Marta, it's for a limited time. You can still get it. It's shop.zdogmd.com. And clean it out, because it's really high quality 3.0 action. Especially the mugs and the water bottles, they are dope. And they're fully JCO compliant. I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to say it, because I don't give an F about JCO.
Patrick Stewart says, I love a good cash grab on YouTube. Patrick, we're doing this just for you, buddy. Pass
right.
The hat, man.
We needs to get paid, people. We needs to get paid. Nick Cannon, he just ate your lunch money. I'm broke, son, I'm broke. I would totally wear Work the IV Pole shirt to work. Summer Curvin. Well, you'll be working for about 30 minutes after actually wearing that thing to work. Then you'll be fired, and then you can come work for us as a key grip, gaffer, or best boy, even though you're a woman.
This is an interesting. William Schaefer on YouTube says, the problem with Amazon is you're not allowed to mention or push the link. It's weird.
Is that right?
So I guess maybe we're not allowed to tell people we have a link?
People push that link all the time.
Yeah, man. I see them push it. The Adam Carolla show pushes it like crazy.
Push it.
Venture capital? Oh, hell no.
No, we don't take VC. You know why? Because then we're in the pocket of Big Daddy money. And then you have to sit at board meetings once a quarter and be like, well, according to our estimates, the revenue generation from Health 3.0 movement is just simply going to crush Big Pharma. By the way, who else can we sell out to? Buffy, bring by the Bentley because we're going to hang our own bag of IV saline and go out on the town.
Sounds like Richie Rich's dad, Big Daddy money.
Exactly. See, my goal, shilling, there it is. My goal, guys, Z-Pack, is I want to be like Scrooge McDuck, and Scrooge McDuck jumps into a swimming pool full of golden bitcoins. That's what we want. We're not in this to become rich people. We're in this to actually grow the show, grow the movement, because, you know, rich is so 2016. 2017 is all about purpose. Connection.
Flying Volvo on YouTube wants to know if you do any clinical work. He just did a clinical, the first one in like, how long, Z? A
couple months, because I lost my privileges. Now I'm back, though. Tomorrow I'm going to be rounding with the family medicine docs at UMC for a couple days in a row. I'm looking forward to that again. I love working with those guys because they are the bomb. Family medicine, AAFP, hashtag stay well soon. Day of action tomorrow, May 23rd. Make sure to be a part of that because family medicine rocks. Also, they are a sponsor of our previous show. Now you see what a shout out looks like, people.
Catch a Kick says, I could use my car wash. Well, I'm sending Z. Where you live, girl? Let me know.
At the car wash, yeah. It's going to be amazing. Scrooge McDuck, Carrie Hinchliffe, one of my favorite things, right? Life is like a hurricane here in Z-Dog's place. How'd you lose your privileges, Ian Rootlinger? No, it wasn't that. What happened was UNR, the University of Nevada, Reno, kind of merged into UNLV School of Medicine, which is a new med school that's starting, and they had to transfer my adjunct clinical faculty over. Because when I left Stanford, I took a faculty position at UNR, and now I'm UNLV faculty. So that's how, in order to round with the residents, I need to be on faculty. That's the deal.
Cynthia Ayer says, after I can feed my family within Health 2.0, then I can hook you up. Until then, I've tried turning away from 2.0. For 5 years, and now I'm totally broke. I feel like this is a lot of the audience, too.
Yeah, and you know what? We feel you guys. I know you guys are like, Z-Dog, you got a big house, your family, and a Camry hybrid. You rich, dog.
Hey, nobody likes that Camry hybrid, okay? That's just you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut you, Tom Heineberg, as soon as I find an appropriate weapon.
That gas mileage, though. That gas mileage.
That got 40 miles a gallon on a good day when it's not too hot. But the thing is, I can't single-handedly support the show, especially I do voluntary clinical work now. I make most of my revenue from speaking engagements and sponsorships for videos and shows. So in order to make the show grow, we need capital. To make capital, we need sponsorships and we need you. Otherwise, this thing is going to die on the vine. I'm going to have to go back to full-time hospital medicine. Tom Heineberg's going to have to go back to pimping hoes and clocking a grip. And let me just tell you, his wife don't like that.
Plus, I was never very good at pimping hoes. They hit back, see.
It's true. It's Logan's space, really.
They're empowered nowadays.
They kind of are, and they should be.
By the way, YouTube people, if you guys like this live stream, let us know, because we'll start going live to YouTube more often.
Yeah, so for those of you who are joining us late, we are live streaming simultaneously, thanks to Logan, who actually kind of knows what he's doing, to YouTube and to Facebook. So you can choose your platform and poison of choice. You can leave comments in either place. The YouTube comments disappear after you leave them when the video goes live. The Facebook comments endure. But either way, it's dope AF.
Let's see. Cherry says, family makes you rich, not material items.
Yeah, you're right. This isn't about getting rich. This is about forming connections and a sense of purpose and a movement. And Health 3.0 is exactly that. You guys are a part of the tribe that is going to transform healthcare. We're frontline healthcare providers, activist patients, administrators, everybody who's all in on fixing this. We need to be part of the solution. And again, we're not pitching you for cash to become rich. We're pitching you for cash so we can pay the bills to keep the show growing. By the way, right now we're in my house. Okay, so that part of it is free. When we move to our commercial space in the next month, it's going to get expensive. And Logan and Tom are broke, son. Broke.
Hey, I'll level with you guys too. Z's put about $80,000 into this enterprise so far, and the return on investment has been zero. Me and Logan are just putting in our time.
Well, you know, I worked for many years at Stanford as a hospitalist, saved money, and now I'm basically taking all that hard-earned 2.0 money and I'm putting it where my mouth is and saying, you know what, I believe in this so much that And my wife does too. You know, Mrs. Dog, she would be the first to say, don't you spend our money on this crap pipe dream. But she's been on the show 3 times now and she's like, you know what? This is a thing. This is a way to feel like we're actually making a difference in the world, all of us together as part of a really big tribe. And that kind of connection is something worth pursuing, even if it's a big financial risk. And so help us, guys. We really do need your help. Don't think that if you, you know, first of all, even if you just give us a tip on a 3.0 minded company or group or organization that wants to sponsor a show and that would be a great fit for what we do, hit us up, email us. And I'm easy. I'm just Zubin, Z-U-B-I-N at turntablehealth.com. Tom is Tom at turntablehealth.com. Logan is Logan at turntablehealth.com. You can reach us directly. We don't have people, guys. We're broke. That's why people send me Facebook messages all the time. And they're like, when your social media person reads this, I'm like, what social media person, guys? We're a bare bones operation here. And what we've been able to do with very little is actually quite stunning. We're quite proud of ourselves. Other comments, Tom Heinberg?
Let's see. Jeremy says, you could broadcast from your bathroom like you did last night. That was quiet and quaint until you were attacked at the end, LMAO.
That's true. And I'm going to still do that because that's part of our whole thing is we want to be authentic. And I feel connected to you guys when I do broadcasts like that. But if we're going to have guests and talk about really in-depth topics and have your voice heard, we need to have this as well. And that's why, wait till you see what we're going to do. You guys are going to...
Check it out. I like this comment. Do you think that your movement would work in Europe too? We're getting so fast into Health 2.0 now with Epic and such. What do you think about the European systems there?
Oh, 100%. When I went to Great Britain, when I went to Barcelona, I met with a ton of people across Europe. And the pain is the same. Just because you have a single payer or socialized system doesn't mean you've solved the care delivery problem, doesn't mean you've solved the prevention problem, doesn't mean you've solved the click box problem. You're just clicking for a different man. Instead of clicking for US for-profit insurance companies or Medicare, you're clicking for a government payer. Either way, you're clicking and it's taking us away from the heart and soul, the analog relationship that is Health 3.0. So yes, Europe is a huge part of this and that euro goes a long way. So donate to our Patreon account, Tom Heinever.
Check this one out. Jonathan says, I can vet. Dr. Demania reads his own messages. Here's a story. So I have admin access to ZDogMD on Facebook. I can be ZDogMD on
Huge
Facebook.
Huge mistake I made, by the way. Huge mistake.
Just so I can track the numbers and the views and everything. Z won't let me like a single comment because, quote, every like has meaning, Tom Heinberg.
I'm such a control freak. I'm like, Tom, this Facebook platform is me. It is me. It is an extension of me, which is why I love broadcasting from my phone. It's why I love broadcasting this way, because it is me. Now, if Tom goes through and starts answering as me or, otherwise behaving as me, hitting likes, it's no longer me. Now, could that change in the future? It might if we get really big, but my hope is that there's always me deeply invested in the Facebook platform because it is my connection to you guys. So that's why I don't let Tom post his Bitcoin posts or any other crazy cryptocurrency or anarchist BS.
Getting Bitcoin rich, y'all. Angie McCarroll wants to know on YouTube if you write your own songs.
Yes, with some help. So Tom will help me with lyrics. Dr. Harry will help me with lyrics. Sometimes I'll crowdsource some lyrics. And then Devin Moore, our audio producer, helps us create the track from scratch. And then I record it here in Z Studios. And then he mixes it. And it's a whole team effort. But it comes from us. It's all really coming from us.
I like this one a lot from Cody S on YouTube. People love to think that healthcare can be simply fixed. The more you know, the more you realize there are so many layers to it. No easy solutions, but anything worth doing in life is rarely easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom line. That's why, like, people are saying, look, if you invested $80,000 in this enterprise, it's going to pay dividends because it's worth doing. And more than the money, though, Tom, don't you think it's our blood, sweat, and tears and the tears and blood and sweat of our audience that is building this? Because you guys are here every day. We're working really hard. Nobody's getting paid yet. And it is something that we care about, that we're willing to do. These guys basically more or less wound down their very successful production company because they believe in what we're doing here. So we have to prove them right by, first of all, doing honor to the task, which is build this movement, give you guys a voice, and actually start having platforms that we're going to transform medicine through. And then you guys can help us through Patreon, through the Amazon affiliate stuff, through referring sponsors to us, all those kind of things.
Let's see. Carly Martin says on Facebook, I support you, Z. And then Drafting Savant on YouTube says, fuck you.
That's YouTube. That's the difference between YouTube and Facebook. On YouTube, you can go on as an alias and be like, fuck you, brother.
And then he called you a sellout.
Hey, of course I'm a sellout. What do you think?
Chilling.
Come on, I'm chilling for the man. I'm Health 4.0. 4.0 takes all the best of the first three and then just starts chilling like a mother. That's what I do. Shut the hell up, YouTube.
Fucking you.
How about a grant? They suck to write, but fund these kind of grassroots programs. I'm a clinical social worker for Mayo Clinic, says Kate Cox. Health system, I run a nonprofit free that benefits 3,000 kids, but I take what I see in the clinic into the classroom. Okay, it's a ton of work with a little money, but it's worth it. You got this. No, so that's the thing. We can't do grants because they are a ton of work for little money. And the truth is, I don't want to be beholden to any bureaucrat. I want to just be able to say whatever I want. And every sponsor we've worked with, whether it's been Athena Health in the past, whether it's been the AAFP, whether it's been Health is Primary campaign, they have told us, you use your voice and we will not interfere with it. And here's the message that we're hoping you will spread for us. And I agree with the message, so I'm willing to do it. Those are the kind of sponsors we want, guys. That's what we care about. Because again, the minute we sell out, I am not, what does it say?
I ain't need no government.
Big Daddy Government. Logan. Logan is guns and his government. I love it. That's why this show works, man. We got everybody. Everybody. What else we got, Tom? Let's see.
Shauna says, you guys are the only place I see or hear anyone talking about the problems involved with healthcare. I'd say that, Shauna, it's actually the only place that we all talk about the problems that are happening.
We also talk about solutions, right? If you're gonna use words like single payer, if you're gonna use words like you know, Affordable Care Act or AHCA, what does that mean? What is a pragmatic way to solve our healthcare problems based on frontline clinical people knowing what the hell they do and being a part of the voice? And listen, guys, I'm gonna tell you right now, we have a direct line to Washington, D.C. We have a direct line into industry at the highest levels through this. And the talks that I do, if you go to zdogmd.com/events, you can see the talks that I've done and I'm scheduled to do. Every time I give a talk, we're influencing hundreds, if not thousands of people who actually pull the levers of power in government and industry and frontline healthcare providers. This is a platform that we cannot allow to fail. We have to grow it because it is our chance to have a bottom-up grassroots impact on the future of this country. I say as this country because 20% of our GDP almost is healthcare and we fucked it up really bad. We can do so much better, you guys, but we need your voice. We need this platform, so that means we need your help. That's why we're telling you to help us out in any way you can. Even if it's just continuing to watch and comment and be a part of this, hitting share right now on this.
For real.
Does us a huge same favor.
Especially if you're like a broke med student or something.
Totally.
Listen, when I was in college, I used to hella torrent stuff, but I don't do it anymore much.
Two words, Napster, okay? I Napstered everything. I remember the first when Napster came out in 99, I was there on my Apple freaking early Mac, and I was like, holy crap, I searched Greatest American Hero soundtrack, and I pulled it up, and there it was, free. And I was like, believe it or not, I'm walking on air. And I was like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Free. Now I'm in a place in life where I don't have to do that, where I can pay for tracks. So whatever station you are in the healthcare system and in life, contribute in your own fashion. If that means hitting share, if it means going to our podcast, which I'll put a link for as well on iTunes, just search Incident Report and hitting subscribe and leaving a review. Those bump us up in the standings and get us more clout and bigger sponsors and more reach as a movement. So that helps a lot, you guys.
Let's see. One last comment, probably. You guys are my heroes. You recognize the problem and took action while the rest of us were just bitching about it. Totally behind you. Proud member of the tribe. But really, only Z should be a hero because we're just support staff.
That's not true. You guys don't understand. Like, these two fuckers, all right? They work about 1/15 as hard as I do because I'm insane, but the 1/15 that they put in is probably harder than they've ever worked in their lives. And that work actually makes this shit hum. Like, you guys don't even see what happens on the back end. It's these guys. And they bring a muggle voice and a sophisticated muggle voice, a non-medical voice to the show, which is crucial if we're gonna span the divide between clinicians and patients, between government and administrators and us. It's gonna take all of us to do that. So these guys are essential to that. And speaking of which, we gotta hit those sirens, bro. How do we turn those back on?
Bro, I got this. Going with the red light.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I can do a Doppler effect. Hold on.
Okay, just stop.
EMS week, snitches. All right, hit the Patreon site. Make sure to go to the Stay Well Student campaign linked in the description for this for tomorrow's Day of Action. Thunderclap, boom. I don't know what that means, but it's awesome for AAFP, American Academy of Family Physicians, and healthisprimary.org, another co-sponsor, and familydoctor.org. On that note, please hit share, please hit like, please go to Patreon and give us feedback on what you think we should be offering for perks. And stay tuned for new merchandise and go to shop.zdogmd.com to get the dope current merchandise so that we can clear it out and build new stuff. And I don't know, Tom Heineber, are we out?
Since we already went there, I love you fuckers, all you fuckers.
Fuck you, Tom Honenbrot, I love you though. I love you. I love you. Go. Am I? Uh-huh.